June is Gay Pride Month. I am so proud to be a married lesbian. I look forward to my other gay brothers and sisters around the country and the world having that civil right any day now. Diversity celebrations begin and rainbow parades are paramount from San Francisco to Amsterdam and many other cities and countries in between. Unfortunately, there are those who would rain on our parade. Yesterday in Croatia, an angry mob of 10,000 descended on a tiny pride parade of 200. In Ontario, Canada, a Catholic school has banned rainbows in opposition to students celebrating diversity at their school. No scary rainbows. Rainbows can make you gay. I know, it's absurd, but people are very frightened of gay. Tracy Morgan of 30 Rock fame joked in Tennessee over the weekend that if his child were gay, he would stab him, kill him. Then there's the vast amounts of vitriolic banter from the right-wing fundamentalists like Mike Huckabee and Glenn Beck that suggests it's also acceptable to kill homosexuals. Gay teenagers are in terrible danger, and we lost some beautiful kids this past year because of bullying and homophobic disease, which purports that our desire to attain the same civil rights and protection status as heterosexuals is shameful and ridiculous. Tennessee has passed a law outlawing even saying the word gay. At least 7 countries in the world have the death penalty for homosexuality, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and Afghanistan. We are fighting for the right to stay alive, serve our country, love, and marry. We want the right to come out of the closet and feel safe, to love, dress, protest, sing, dance, and be fabulous. I cannot fathom why that makes people hate us so much or why they think us marrying will affect their lives in any way. We are told that marriage is sacred to the heterosexuals. Marriage is between one man and one woman, says the Defense of Marriage Act, signed into law in 1996 by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. So the bastards that make the laws that discriminate against gay and lesbian and transgender people violate their own laws that marriage is between a man and a woman, not a man, a woman, his prostitute, his secret affair, his staffer, etc., etc. Do you see the injustice? Do you see the insanity? These men who violate the law of karma, of decency, of trust between a husband and a wife, defining marriage for us. Let me go on to reference the examples of heterosexual marital behavior we've been witnessing just last week. Representative Anthony Weiner's wiener has been dominating the headlines for 10 days. Then there's Dominic Strauss-Kahn, Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Edwards. Really, they're all just a bunch of wieners. They, who are privileged and able to marry at the drop of a hat, scorn this holy sacred institution and go impregnate, tweet, grope, fondle, rape, and screw with impunity, lying to our faces. Is that a crime? To me, it is. These men are elected to political office in order to represent the people's interests. How is it possible for lying, horny, predatory scum like this to make decisions about our rights, our protections, when they have absolutely no respect for what they themselves describe as the holiest of institutions? Marriage is between two people who love each other enough to join their lives together spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, even when the odds are against love lasting or astronomical, gay or straight or different races. Marriage is a delicate balance of giving and receiving, trust and communication. Marriage is about love. If you can find it, you're one of the lucky ones. Yesterday, June 12th, was Loving Day. It honors the 1967 Supreme Court decision, Loving versus Virginia, which ended interracial marriage bans in 16 states. I'm so happy that it happened during Gay Pride Month and that Richard Loving won and was able to marry Mildred Jeter. There will come a time when the Supreme Court will decide that homosexuals are equal under the law. Till then, no matter what the closeted, latent, homophobic religious leaders, celebrities, politicians do to destroy, oppress, threaten, deny us our lives and happiness, we will continue to live, thrive, entertain, and decorate this world with all the style, flair, optimism, and flamboyance we can muster. And rainbows. Lots and lots of rainbows. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at sherryglazer.net.